Good morning, this is Freeze-Nose meteorologist Joshua Senechal with the weather.net forecast for KJN Radio. Though we continue to see clouds increase over the next few hours, also we'll have some snow showers developing through early afternoon. Fortunately, not expecting much in the way of accumulation. However, we are going to see those temperatures this morning near 40, falling through the lower 20s by afternoon, along with windy conditions. Northwest winds will be 20 to 30 occasionally, gusting as high as 50 miles per hour today. And then tonight, we'll see some partial clearing. It'll be windy and cold. Lows will be around 7 with a north-northwest wind at 15 to 25, gusting to 40. And then tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, quite breezy. Highs will be around 25 with a north-northwest wind at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Overnight tomorrow night, mostly cloudy. Temperatures will slowly rise to around 30 overnight with a south-southwest wind at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Then Saturday, partly cloudy, a little warmer. It'll also be windy. Highs will be in the upper 30s. And then Sunday, sunny, breezy, and even warmer. Highs will be in the lower 50s. This is Freeze Notice meteorologist Joshua Senechal with weather.net forecast for KJN Radio.
Wednesday's high in Atlantic was 48 degrees. Our 24-hour low ending at 7 a.m. will go down as 2 degrees. At 6:15, it was 40 here in Atlantic. Last year, we topped at 49 for a high, and 17 was our low. The all-time record high for January 16th in Atlantic was 64 degrees in 1990. The record low, 25 degrees below zero in 2009. Sunrise is at 7:44. Sunset is at 5:16. And a reminder, there is a high wind warning that is in effect until 9 o'clock this evening for those counties along and north of Interstate 80 here in western Iowa. Also, a wind advisory is in effect from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. for Adams, Union, Taylor, and Ringgold counties, and from 11 a.m. until 8 p.m. for Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page counties. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.